audition sign for narrator, part one. Interior movie theater, night, flashback. Arnold and young Steven sit in a small, crowded movie theater. Young Steven's legs dangle above the floor. Young Steven looks around. He watches other theater goers take their seats. Then the lights dim, the curtains pull back, revealing a large screen. His eyes go wide for a brief moment, but confusion quickly sets in. He crosses his arm and turns to his father with a pouting scowl. Arnold winks. Young Steven glares up at the screen in rage. On screen, a title appears. It reads, "The Greatest Show on the Earth." And then, as if pure magic, the theater goers vanish. The seats melt away. An almost dreamlike state, and young Steven is there, in the moving picture. His scowl fades away. What was once disappointment turns into curiosity. A black locomotive plows through a 1950 Chrysler New Yorker parked on the set of train track. The vehicle goes airborne, flipping multiple times before falling back down on the side of the track. A large, beaming smile forms on young Steven's face, now painted with excitement. The locomotive slams into an idle red caboose, obliterating the last train car. The train continues forward, destroying multiple cars in its path and showering debris from all sides. Young Steven scoots forward in his seat. Out of the mangled mess of train cars leaps a massive lion. The lion lets out a deep, loud roar. Young Steven's eyes glitter. Arnold watches out of the corner of his eye. He cannot help but smile warmly. Audition side for narrator, part two. Interior cabin, day. Steven mounts a calendar on the wall. Joe reaches into a garbage bag, picks out the crushed beer can from the lot, and inspects it. Joe drops the can back into the bag. Steven stops, looks around. Steven spins around and comes face to face with a disturbingly happy-looking dream Steven. Steven backs up, bumping into the calendar. The top sheet, the month of May, is covered in red X's. The month of May slides off the calendar and onto the ground. Then a second sheet falls, followed by a third month, a fourth. And in a matter of seconds, the sheets shoot off the calendar one after the other in rapid fire. The sheets pile on top of his feet. Steven, attempting to flee, rushes to the front door. He whips it open, but an open-mouthed Bruce blocks his escape. The shark lunges forward with its razor-sharp teeth and a metallic grind taking us to interior, Steven's house, bedroom, night. Steven snaps upright in his bed with a horrendous scream. He looks around the room, breathing heavily and clearly disoriented. Surrounding him on the floor are numerous newspaper clippings detailing the success of Jaws, the box office records, reviews, and Oscar nominations. Steven tries to catch his breath but cannot. He picks up a phone, dials a number, and puts it to his ear.